Te Whariki is a Māori business advocacy group. It is a Māori business association here, based here in Tāmaki Makaurau. They do wonderful projects, networking, engagement, and seeking additional resources or making recommendations on how our Māori businesses, the SMEs, particularly here in central Auckland, how to do best practice business, whatever that looks like in whatever industry they're in. Currently, they're running a series of workshops with Facebook, how to boost your productivity, exposure, marketing using Facebook. Here to talk to us about this, the chair of Whariki, Heta Hutton, joins us now. Mitsuku mihi, kia koe, te rangatira. Thank you so very much for joining us here on Irirangi Wāte.
Oh, tēnā koe, kia ora koutou katoa.
Congratulations on your relationship, on your collaboration with Facebook. Before we get into the actual details on how these seminar workshops are running, how is it that you managed to get, cuddle up with Facebook in the first place?
Oh, good question. So it actually happened during COVID. So as you can imagine, with businesses all being in lockdown, a lot of Māori businesses in particular were turning to how they can digitise and find other ways to actually promote and sell their products online. And it was through a friend of ours who said, would you guys like to meet with Facebook, because they are very keen to help support Māori businesses during COVID. So that's kind of how it started. So we've had an ongoing close relationship with Facebook since the first lockdown. So almost 2 years, I guess. And we've done a number of different kaupapa with them. We did a number of online workshops to allow Māori Pākehi to be able to better utilise Facebook and Instagram during that lockdown period. So we thought, well, let's expand that and take it on the road and do it kanohi, ki te kanohi.
So how many businesses, Pākehi Māori, are involved in Whariki?
In total, Whariki, the Māori Business Network, has a mixed membership of Māori professionals, Māori and Māori business owners. So in total, it's roughly about 1,400.
Mm. In Auckland?
So that's in Auckland, yep. Where you go?
So these are individuals who are working for larger non-Māori organisations, individuals working for Māori organisations, as well as Māori organisations as well too. I'm just thinking, well, there is a lot of Māori working out there in businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, you're absolutely right. It's Māori who may be working in the corporate sector for the banks, or accounting firms, etc. But we also have Māori business owners. So Māori business owners, there's probably between 650, 700 of actual business owners and individuals who run their own businesses.
SMEs, I would take it.
Aye, tika, yep.
As opposed to some of the really larger organisations. Or the other point I would observe around the Pākehi with Whariki is that they are... they're not necessarily in the agribusiness, farming, fisheries, you know, the F businesses as well too. Being urban-based, we would see they would be in manufacturing,
you name it.
Yeah.
I think that's, and you're absolutely right. These are a majority of our membership are whānau businesses who have started their pākehi either online, or they have their own facilities, their own shops, and their restaurant and cafe owners, their people who have their own fashion labels, people doing jewellery, people doing construction, tradies. Yeah, like you're absolutely right. It's everything, I guess, outside of what you fishing, farming and forestry.
And so going back to COVID, it hit the whole nation. I guess it would be appropriate to say that it also hit our Māori SMEs as well, did it?
Absolutely, yeah. I would say the hospitality sector and the retail sector in particular bore the brunt. And, coupled with that, our whānau here in Tāmaki Makaurau endured four lockdowns. So it particularly hard for them to just maintain that momentum or start that momentum again of opening their doors and being able to offer their services and products. So we saw a lot of the, in particular, hospitality, your cafe owners, your restaurant owners, people who are doing kai, and even suppliers of kai to restaurants, really having to do it tough, as well as those retailers who have their own stores. Hence, there was quite a shift to, okay, our doors are closed, but we can still sell our products or still keep our kaupapa going through online channels.
Can we say that some of our whānau, unfortunately, did go to the wall and need to close their doors?
Yes, there has been, yep. Yeah, definitely. There's been a few real casualties as a result of COVID. Obviously, I'm not going to I don't want to say the names of the businesses, but I can tell you there is definitely a few that they've found it a little bit too tough and had to shut up shop.
Yeah, aroha. I mean, it was like that around the Motu with a lot of businesses.
Right.
Yes, me. So we wish them all the very, very best. I just want to ask just one more thing. Will they come back, those ones that had to close their doors at that time? Will they be able to pivot? Because that was the word that the government used, businesses being able to pivot into another sector, perhaps, or amalgamate with another business. Are we seeing that with our whānau Māori?
There is still some that probably won't come back. I think it was just the road to come back be a little bit too long. But, in true Māori fashion, we saw lots of example of resilience from, okay, so this avenue is no longer available to us. How do we actually change what we're doing and either do it in a different way, or are there new partnerships that we can start to grow? How do we come together and collaborate on things? We saw a lot of that sort of mahi coming together as well, particularly in the creative sector. Here in Auckland, we've got a very strong creative sector made up of graphic designers, web designers, content producers, logos, branding, creative agencies. So we've seen a lot of those pākehi coming together and working more collaboratively together. It's very cool to see.
And this is where Facebook enters, to be able to help those businesses if they want to reach out to a broader audience, perhaps. And do it from the confines of their home, reach over the top of issues like COVID. This is where it's really important to utilise these types of platforms.
Yeah, exactly. So there's 3.5 million New Zealanders alone who are on Facebook and Instagram. So in terms of being able to expand your reach or look to offer your products to bigger audiences, Facebook and Instagram became the go-to platforms during lockdown. And I don't have access to the stats to me right at hand, but they shared that information with us and said, we can show you the amount of activity that's actually happening on our platforms relating to small businesses. And the other thing we saw was there is hundreds of small whānau businesses who have built their businesses through Instagram and Facebook and are using those platforms to sell their products, not just here in Aotearoa, but now actually expanding into other markets like Australia and overseas. We saw a massive coming together, and for your audience, if you go and check out two Facebook groups in particular, By Māori Made and By Māori, you'll see hundreds of Māori pākehi, ne whānau pākehi, who are offering their products and services.
One of the things about using a distribution platform like Facebook, where Māori do not own it, do not monitor it or audit it, there is a risk that those outside of the Te Ao Māori might see some of the products and duplicate those products, and then we have an issue around our IP and the integrity of our tikanga and IP. I'm thinking about some of the artists and example. And so how do you navigate that? How does Whāriki, how does Whāriki encourage or discuss with the pākehi how to navigate those issues?
A lot of that is a broader conversation around intellectual property. and to what extent Māori Pākehi can, patent their products or patent their designs, or to what extent they can, the works that they're producing are copyright and trademarks. So there is those general protections in place. However, with a platform like Facebook, I think because it's so broad and it's so huge, it is almost impossible to police it, particularly if you're a small Māori Pākehi. So there is an element of, we had this quarter with Facebook to say, can you let us know what the policies are so that when people are using your platforms and we're talking to them about your platforms, that they're informed around those risks? We also sort of ask them, are there any ways that people can monitor if their content, particularly the art, art and design, if that's being used by other people? So it's an ongoing conversation with them. They can give you stats of just how difficult it is in terms of literally billions of people who are posting things that they shouldn't be posting, and content that shouldn't be shared. So it is definitely a risk that Māori businesses need to take into account when they're using these platforms.